but no.
Good evening. To begin, I'm going to read from Arthur Koestler's book, The Invisible Writing. I must have stood there for some minutes, entranced, with a wordless awareness that this is perfect, perfect, until I noticed some slight mental discomfort nagging at the back of my mind, some trivial circumstance that marred the perfection of the moment. Then I remembered the nature of that irrelevant annoyance. I was, of course, in prison and might be shot. But this was immediately answered by a feeling whose verbal translation would be, so what? Is that all? Have you got nothing more serious to worry about? Then I was floating on my back in a river of peace under bridges of silence. It came from nowhere and flowed nowhere. Then there was no river and no I. The I had ceased to exist. My purpose tonight is to inform you about a little-known topic and very misunderstood topic, mysticism. This will help you recognize and understand the mystical experience if you have one. Try to cover what mysticism is not, the characteristics of a mystical experience, some different interpretations of a mystical experience, and what mysticism is not. Mysticism is not witchcraft or anything having to do with the occult or black magic or any of that stuff, hocus pocus. It's not parapsychological, or it's not nothing to do with mental telepathy or psychic precognition or dreams or any of that kind of stuff. Okay. Okay, the characteristics of a mystical experience. Number one is unity. There's a feeling of oneness with all things, including yourself. Yourself kind of disappears into the all. It's a huge, universally connected feeling. Number two, they say that you get beyond time. Time disappears for the person having a mystical experience. And it's also what they call non-sensory intellectual. There's no conceptual thoughts, and there's no elements of external sensation. In other words, you don't feel hot or cold. You're not thinking about what you had for dinner. It's completely beyond all that. Some different interpretations of the mystical experience. Most of them are religious. You have the Hindus have the Upanishads. There were these texts, ancient texts, that taught that the mystical experience was the individual self and the universal self being the same thing. You have the Buddhist religion. Nirvana is what they call the mystical experience. They believed it was the key. They believe it's the key to the relief of human suffering. The Christian religion had Meister Eckhart, who interpreted the experience as the birth of Christ in the soul. So you have also non-religious people have these experiences, and they interpret them, you know, non-religiously, but it changes their life. They're very heavy. Scholars agree that it's all the same experience, and it's just interpreted differently based on the person's faith, exactly, the experience. So in conclusion, I covered what mysticism is not, also the characteristics of a mystical experience, and some different interpretations of it. Mysticism is a well-documented phenomenon, and it's a very powerful conscious experience.